No relief from the heat. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A large portion of the central and southern U.S. dealing with triple-digit temperatures, including the area in and around Dallas, Texas.
The city of Dallas, just north of where I'm at, the seventh largest metro in America, is baking right now as people are hitting what they can, the cooling shelters, fountains, lakes, rivers, pools, anything they can do. Large box fans are being brought out to make sure that people are as cool as possible. Not to mention there is emergency situations. Fire and police are seeing an uptick in calls.
Fox's Robert Ray in Hillsborough, Texas. A wildfire in North Texas has burned at least five homes and resulted in at least 300 being evacuated around a lake. Europe also dealing with record temperatures. Britain has shattered its record for highest temperature ever recorded, and forecasters there predict it'll get even hotter in a country that's not prepared for such extremes. The heat has triggered wildfires from Portugal to the Balkans and has led to hundreds of heat-related deaths. As the heat envelops the country, President Biden set to travel to Massachusetts tomorrow to promote his efforts to combat climate change.
No one is immune from climate change. It's why the president has been rallying the world to take the decisive action needed in this decade to tackle the climate change, the climate crisis.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, though the president will reportedly stop short of issuing an emergency declaration that would unlock federal resources to deal with the issue. Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking to reporters during a summit in Iran, said Moscow didn't see any desire from Ukraine to stick to the terms of what he said had been a preliminary peace deal agreed to in March. A rally on Wall Street as companies post profit reports, the Dow up 754, the Nasdaq plus 353, the S&P added 105. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A worker on the set of the TV franchise Law & Order shot dead in his car this morning in Brooklyn, New York.
The NYPD says a man working on the production of Law & Order Organized Crime was shot in the head and neck. Police say he was part of a local crew hired to hold parking spots for the Brooklyn location. This resident offered a reaction to Fox 5 New York.
That's a shame. The guy's just doing his job. It's too bad. Scared.
Police are investigating whether the killing was targeted or was related to the production. Some locals have reportedly signaled unhappiness with neighborhood parking being taken by the show's crews. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In a statement, NBC and Universal Television said, "We were terribly saddened and shocked to hear that one of our crew members was the victim of a crime early this morning and has died as a result. We're working with local law enforcement as they continue to investigate. Our hearts go out to his family and friends, and we ask that you respect their privacy during this time." A company in Japan has come up with a way to keep workers from becoming overtired.
A pair of Japanese companies have unveiled a so-called workplace nap box. The device resembles a water heater, and although it's upright, it can support a person's head, knees, and back so they don't fall over. The pods are designed to encourage healthier office culture in Japan, where reports say upwards of a quarter of employees work more than 80 hours of overtime monthly without extra pay. A price hasn't been listed yet, but people have joked on Twitter that capitalism always wins. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The Academy of Country Music Awards is heading to Texas next year as it returns to exclusively streaming on Amazon Prime Video. The show will be held on May 11th at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, an indoor football stadium at Dallas Cowboys headquarters. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.